Did you raise any clover?
Yes. Generally, that, if we raised a wheat on the hill land, well, we'd sow clover in the wheat in the spring. Mm-hmm. And then that wouldn't produce that year, but the next year, it would produce a crop of hay and maybe a seed crop too.
Mm-hmm. You have any other name for the seed crop?
What?
Do you have another name for the seed crop?
No.
How many times would you cut
clover?
Clover.
One time.
You just cut it?
You just get, it would be a red clover, and you'd cut it, get one crop of hay off of it, and probably a seed crop. Uh-huh. If you didn't get that seed crop, it was too dry, well, you just get, but that would last for, sometimes 3 years, you know.
Oh. You never call a seed crop a second cutting?
No, not on clover.
Well, what kind of crop would you call a second cutting?
Well, the only thing, I don't know if we had any crops except maybe a few patches of alfalfa around in the country.
Uh-huh.
We might call this second cutting.
I see. Well, that's interesting. They talked to a man over toward Warren County. They had second cutting over there.
On clover?
Yeah. They'd call their seed crop, they'd call that the second cutting.
Well, as far back as I can remember, we always tried to save a seed out of the second crop, you know, and thresh it with wheat thresher.
Did you ever have, we were talking about the bundles that went into a shock a while ago. Do you have any other name for these bundles?
I don't believe so.
Ever call it a sheaf?
No.
Well, if you have a field that's never been farmed before, it has shrubs and trees all over it, what do you have to do before you?
We call it clear. Yes.
Well, did you keep, what kind of pets did you keep?
I'd say a couple of dogs and a cat, maybe. About all.
If you want to tell your dog to attack another dog, how would you do it?
Sick him.
If you want to call your dog to you, how would you call it?
Here.
What'd you call a dog that's a mixture of all different kinds of breeds?
Mongrel.
Call anything else?
Yeah, that we'll probably call him a cur dog. Uh-huh. If he had everything in like that.
Call it a crosser?
No.
Well, do you have any barriers between fields? I imagine, of course you did. Probably seen a couple out here.
Oh yeah, fence.
What all different kinds did you have?
Well, we had, since I can remember, we've had rail fences, mm-hmm. paling fences, uh-huh. and woven wire, and hedge fences. We had some hedge too.
Well, what were the hedge fences like?
Well, they would set them. They would set plants out about, I'd say, a couple feet apart, maybe 18 inches apart. They'd grow up and form thorns.